This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Globally, more than 514,000 people around the world have died from the new coronavirus, with nearly 128,000 of them in the United States. More than 10.6 million people have been infected globally, with nearly 2.7 million infections in the U.S. Brazil's health ministry said Wednesday the country topped 60,000 deaths from the new coronavirus after recording more than 1,000 fatalities over the last 24 hours. The South American country has suffered the largest number of daily deaths globally for the last week and is the second worst affected nation in the world for both cases and fatalities after the U.S. High numbers of infections are reported in the southeastern states of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. Out west, California's governor said Wednesday, indoor activities at restaurants, movie theaters, and other facilities will be banned in most of the state for at least 3 weeks as COVID-19 infections surge. The United States has postponed flights for dozens of American diplomats who had planned to return to China later this month after failing to reach an agreement with Beijing over issues including COVID-19 testing and quarantine. The Pan American Health Organization warned the death toll in Latin America and the Caribbean could quadruple to more than 400,000 by October without stricter public health measures. The World Health Organization's Middle East head said in an online press conference Wednesday, the region is at a critical threshold. He noted the number of coronavirus cases reported in June is higher than the total for the first 4 months of the pandemic. The WHO says over 80% of all deaths in the Middle East were reported in five countries: Egypt, Iran, Iraq, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia. From Washington via remote, this